When Martha invited me to join you on here, I begun in my head. I begun to make a list of certain things that I had noticed in my sort of lockdown space. Things to do with my body of itself and in itself, but of course, as always, in relation to the space it's in, and to time passing and to others. And I quite enjoyed that activity of listing, noticing, and so that's how, as a way into a conversation, I thought I would begin by sharing with you some of those things. It's a list of things I noticed, disparate things, but all somehow to do with the sense of being and moving through these times. So here we go. My hair is growing fast into a small afro, and the plants in the back garden are growing faster even. I notice those things. I notice my bones creaking a bit. My ankles are stiff when I get out of bed, more than usual, I think. I notice how stunning the light is in the bathroom in the afternoon. I notice how much I am enjoying stroking my son's hand. Even more than usual. I'm lucky to have people to hug at home. Some of us have too much aloneness at the moment, and some of us not enough. There are times where I would give a lot for some aloneness. What else? I've noticed the sun. I have thanked all the gods for each day of sunshine, for that touch on my skin is each time a blessing. I am missing eye-to-eye, face-to-face meetings, and I miss skin-to-skin dancing. When I go out, the possibility of walking in a straight line, striding towards a horizon, is so freeing and such a welcome change from the much narrower navigating of my Victorian terrace house. I notice people keeping their gaze to themselves as they also keep their 2 meter distance. I think I overcompensate for that by smiling quite forcefully at strangers sometimes. At the supermarket, I notice myself shaking my head or rolling my eyes when somebody wrecks the careful choreography the rest of us are involved in, are slowing down or speeding up. Are pausing, are rolling of the trolley back a bit and are sticking close to one side of the aisle. And here they come, zigzagging in the midst of it all and right through our invisible 2 meter lines. I notice my annoyance at that and then I warn myself against it a bit. Against my annoyance, that is. I notice how we've been in touch with our neighbours a lot more, and how nice that feels. I'm a dancer, and I dance for connection, not for fitness, but for connection. And so I do think all that is on offer online, all the classes available, I think that is incredible. It's really fantastic, but it does feel like something else. The internet is not a site for my practice. Not yet, at least. And yeah, this may change. I say at least because it may change as everything is shifting at the moment. I might find a bit more of a home there. But for now, no, I haven't felt compelled to join dance classes online. I have preferred to connect with objects and people in my home. And I see the privilege not only of people and objects, but of a home to retreat in. So yes, I have preferred those connections and to grow seeds and to weed the garden, or to close my eyes and connect with that dance, that small dance of the breath moving through the body, of all the small but constant readjustments that happen in us to allow us to stand up, to to walk, to lie down. The small dance of our conversation with gravity, our resistance to its pull, and the use we make of it. And in these extraordinary times, I can say that I have enjoyed the slowness. Moving through my days more slowly has afforded me to notice things that I don't notice when I'm moving faster. And that feels like a gift. I am grateful for the internet, though, and always as a means to stay in touch with loved ones. With my parents in Canada, I have already been relying on it for many years, but now the network has definitely extended. But I am also hungry for different ways of connecting with people, away from the screen that reflects my own image and seems to require this narrow frontal gaze. I write emails now as I would write letters, and so does my son. And he also picks the phone up to speak to his grandparents and from time to time, and that's new. And I don't know, I wonder, could I, for example, go for a walk alone, but somehow in company too? Perhaps through the sharing of, say, a start time and of a small task of noticing or of gathering and sharing afterwards. And I also wonder in the same way if we can dance alone but together. And this is the end for now, I think. This is the end of my meandering list of things I noticed of me and of now. And I wonder what you all have been noticing in your own, perhaps smaller, more local, more domestic spaces. And also I'm curious about how you've been connecting with those outside of your home and how it has all felt. But perhaps before coming back and reflecting on this together, perhaps I can first invite you, I would like to invite you to just spend a bit of time with a very simple physical task, if that's okay, so we can turn our cameras off. All that matters at the moment is that you can hear my voice. I'll keep my screen on so that you can also connect in that way if you wish. And yeah, if you do that, and we will simply make sure that either standing or sitting, we have both feet sort of planted in the ground, so we can feel sort of a relationship to the floor, plant of the feet, just nicely planted in the ground. And then why don't we take the weight of one hand in the other hand and just be there for a moment, holding the weight of one hand in the other hand. And you may want to play with where you're doing this. Perhaps it's belly height, perhaps it's a little bit higher. Play a little bit to find somewhere that feels good to hold the weight of your hand, to feel the weight of your hand. And you may want to close your eyes. Notice something of the weight of your hand, but also the feeling of the skin on the skin and something of the geography of that hand. And remembering your feet planted in the ground, and perhaps also noticing all the layers of sounds that reach your ears. Noticing tension in the body and where possible, just try and let go of that. Just holding on to whatever is necessary to sit or stand easily. You can give your shoulders a little rocking, little shaking motion if you like, undoing tension. And if whether you have your eyes closed or open, in fact, what can you see? And just receiving information. We're not seeking, we're just listening. Listening with all the senses. And then perhaps keeping this openness of all the senses, perhaps we take our hand up and down a little so you can sort of lift it up and down a little. And then you can let the hand that's holding, that hand can go for a little journey, so it can move along the forearm, noticing how different the land the land of the arm is, how different it feels as you move from one place to the next. And then perhaps coming back to the hand and sending it, throwing it a little and catching it again. So you throwing the weight of the hand up and then catching it. And then you can again move the holding hand up to the elbow and anywhere in between elbow and hand, and just playing with catching the weight, and sending the weight away and catching it again. And if you want, you can swap roles and let the hand that was being held do the holding and vice versa. And it can go back and forth. Maybe it's very bouncy, or perhaps not. Perhaps it's just very quiet, exploring the terrain. Or the skin from the hand to the elbow through touch. Good. And when you're ready, letting go of this and letting one hand finding the forehead, the other one can relax by your side, and just checking in with the feet and finding again, if you've moved, just finding the sole of the feet planted in the ground. And then for a moment, why don't we let the weight of the head fall into the hand that's on the forehead. So we feel, if not totally, then at least partly, a little bit of the weight of our head. Doing tension where and if you feel them. And then when you're ready, bringing your head back up, putting it back up to its vertical, and letting the hand that was on the forehead find the top of the head, and with the other hand we find the lower back. And just for a moment, we stay there with one hand on the top of the head and one on the lower back, and we just bring our attention to the space that exists between those two points of contact. And noticing the movement of the breath through the body, how it moves inside you and how it moves you. And then just for a moment, and as one last tiny exploration, just bringing your awareness to the spine that joins up one touch to another, and just play with mobilizing the spine. So these can be tiny movements from the head all the way down to the base of the spine that are twisting around, or that perhaps the spine is
forward gently, a little bit. It can be minimal, it can be more expansive. Just follow your need of now, and exploring the three dimensionality of the spine, how the rib cage move along, opening and closing, folding and unfolding. And when you've had enough, just letting the hands find a restful position, hanging by your sides, or perhaps just resting on the lap, depending on where you are. And if you have your eyes closed, find a good moment to open them and just make your way back to your screens. And perhaps you can bring your cameras back on, put your cameras back on now. And yes, perhaps we can return from where we are now to the questions we considered before, of all that we've noticed, all the things we've noticed in our everyday recently, in our small, more local, more domestic spaces, as one question, and then as another invitation to reflect on how you've been connecting with those outside of your home and how that has felt. And as a way of reflecting, I would like to invite you to write, to jot down very spontaneously, and not worrying if it all doesn't make complete sense, or you can't make complete sense of it at this point in time. Perhaps we do some thinking through writing a little. Yes, so with pen and paper, ideally, and do it for the time of a song. We will do this for the time of a song, thinking about one or both of those questions. The things we've noticed in our everyday recently, and how we've been connecting with those outside our little sphere, how it has all felt. Here you go, for the time of a song.